Welcome to this edition of Kids Church Podcast with your host, Pastor Shane. Today's story is from the Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus and his disciples were visiting their good friends, Mary and her sister Martha, and their brother Lazarus. Now Mary poured some really expensive perfume on Jesus' feet, then dried them with her hair. Judas, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, said, "That perfume cost a lot of money. Mary should have sold it and given the money to the poor." But Jesus knew the truth. Jesus knew that Judas just wanted the money for himself. So Jesus said, "What Mary did was right. She honored me. You will always have the poor among you, but you won't always have me here."
That was a wonderful story, Pastor Shane.
It sure was, Lisa.
Say there, little brother. There's something on your nose.
I know. It's a clothespin.
Do you have a runny nose or something?
No.
Is it the latest fashion?
No.
Then why on earth are you wearing a clothespin on your nose?
Because I don't want to smell Jesus' stinky feet.
Did you just say what I thought you said?
Yeah, Lisa. Jesus has stinky feet.
I might have to ask Pastor Shane. But I think it might be borderline heresy. Where in the world did you get the idea that Jesus has stinky feet?
Why else would you pour perfume on a person's feet?
Sometimes, Luke, I think you're a few fries short of a Happy Meal.
Lisa, it's true. Didn't you listen to the story? Jesus' feet were so stinky that this lady had to come and pour perfume all over them to make them smell better.
What?
Do you want me to get a clothespin for you?
No! In fact, I think you can remove yours because Jesus does not have stinky feet.
But what about the gospel?
The lady in the gospel didn't pour perfume on Jesus because he had stinky feet. She did it to honor Jesus and show Jesus how much she loved him.
Oh. Couldn't she just give him a hug or an iTunes gift card or something?
Sure, but this was her special way of showing Jesus she loved him. There are lots of ways of loving Jesus. We can pray, or sing to him, or we can help those in need. There are all kinds of ways of showing Jesus how much we love him.
I see. Well, if it's okay with you, I'll keep the clothespin on for a while.
Why would you do that?
Well, Jesus' feet may not smell, but yours sure do.
We're puppets! We don't have feet!
Well, something stinks.
You mean other than this skit?
Well, I suppose it's time you should get back to your pew. Get it? Your pew?
I'm going to show Jesus just how much I love him by not clobbering you into next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Mary showed Jesus how much she loved him by pouring perfume on his feet and drying them with her hair. Can you think of ways that you can show Jesus how much you love him? You can pray to him, sing hymns, go to church or Sunday school, and even tell others about Jesus and how much Jesus loves you. Until next time, may God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Kids Church Podcast.